keep on going and the patience. Oh Allah, grant me ease.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'uzu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madhi Channel, welcome to our new program, and we bring you new topics in this program. And our program today is our issues. And inshallah, in this program, we'll be running various topics regarding our issues, the issues of our societies, issues related with the youth, issues related with the families, and what's happening in our society. And today, our topic is drugs. Now, before we go on to our topic, let's listen to a blessing of reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever recites salat upon me 50 times a day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madhi Channel, just 50 times a day, and what blessing you will get from that is that you will able to shake the hands of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam on the day of judgment, on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Such a difficult time that will be, the day of judgment. Everyone will be worried about themselves. And keep in mind, those who will be the most closest to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will be in the most ease. And if the person is going to be shaking the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, obviously he's going to be somewhere near the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So make it a habit. 50 times does not take long to recite peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can, with every salah, with every prayer, reciting peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just 10 times, and your 50 times a day will be covered. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to recite peace and blessings, salutations upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at least 50 times a day. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madhi Channel, this new program which we bring out regarding our issues will be, like I mentioned, we'll be bringing different topics to this. And our topic today is drugs. Now, before we go on to this topic, you might find that elders or parents might be thinking, this is not our topic. Drugs, what's drugs related with us? We have passed our life and we are away from these type of things. But keep in mind, this is not just a topic just for the youth. It's also a topic for the elders. It's also a topic for the parents, so that you know that this is what's happening in our society. This is an issue in our society. How to keep yourself protected and also your children. Alhamdulillah Azawajal, today we have Waseem Bhai with us, inshallah Azawajal, discussing this great topic, drugs, and how to save ourselves from drugs, how to keep our society safe from this disease of our time, drugs. So Waseem Bhai, alhamdulillah Azawajal, you living in this society, you're aware of what's happening in our society. And drugs, it's a reality, it's a great issue in our society. Why? Drugs is not something which is spoiling one person, but it is spoiling, it is breaking up homes, it is breaking up families. You find that people who are on drugs, they people tend to move away from them, their own family members move away from them, their friends break away from them, and once they go into extremes of drugs. But let's start, Waseem Bhai, from drugs, where it all starts from. Obviously, drugs is something, a person doesn't go straight onto drugs. It's something, there's a start from it for everything. Where does drugs start from?
MashaAllah, first of all, Abdurrahman Bhai, it's a very good topic. And in regards to drugs, it's one major problem of our society, a major issue of our society. And you could say that which street is there today that is not affected by drugs? Which city is there that is not affected by drugs? Which country is there that is not affected by drugs? You can say that this has destroyed many lives out there. This has destroyed many families out there. And know that this has destroyed our society, drugs. And it's very important to understand that our Islam, our religion of Islam, has condemned drugs. And before we come on to the top, the question that you asked me, I would just like to mention here, Abdul Hanan, that people say today, unfortunately people say this in our society today, that brother, you know, alcohol, sharab, okay, this is haram. But how is drugs haram? Yeah. Where did this come from?
What they normally say is it's natural, because like you got some drugs, like for example, which grow, and like for example, you've got cannabis. It's actually leaves which are growing, and then that is used and made into drugs. So the people say, oh, it's part of nature. So how can you consider this to be haram?
It's mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that anything that causes intoxication, the summary is, anything that causes intoxication, this is haram. This is unlawful. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam further says, some people of my ummah will certainly drink alcohol just by changing its name. And Mufti Ahmad Yarhanimi rahmatullahi alayhi, in regards to this, he mentions that anything that's a liquid or anything that's solid, and this is used for intoxication, this is haram. So it's very important to understand that whatever the intoxicant is, whether you drink it or whether you smoke it, whether you inject it, whatever you do, if it causes intoxication, this is haram.
I think, Wasim bhai, very important here is just for the viewers of Madani channel, especially those who are parents out there, to know that there's a different types of drugs. Because some people, maybe some of the elders or some of the parents might see only specific drugs, which they might see commonly known that people inject drugs. Oh, they take it on a foil. But there are so many other types of drugs and so many other types of different names. And so many, how these drugs look, there's a different, in the way the drugs are actually looking, some are in the form of leaves, some are in the form of black, some are in the form of white, some, you know, you can say that drugs are in so many different ways. But normally, the parents or the elders, they would see this as drugs being a something which is injected into the body.
No doubt, and it's very important to understand that the parents need to be updated themselves as well. And you know, one sign to look out for the parents that are watching, like you mentioned very beautifully, you know, the parents, the elders, they might be thinking, brother, this topic is not for us. Mm-hmm. But it's very important for the parents to also understand what are the signs to note that their child are taking drugs. And this is something that we'll be discussing. But one thing to know is that try to keep an eye on your child. You know, like the mother's washing the clothes, try to find out what's in his pockets, what is he using, as much as you can try to find out. And then there's something else we will come on to later on, inshallah.
Well, see, but just that reminds me, you know, there's someone I knew from school, and before he would go home, he would like sort of empty his pockets out, and he would like rinse out, and all he was doing is smoking cigarettes, right? And because, you know, when someone keeps a cigarette, and probably nowadays it's a bit advanced, everyone mm-hmm. will have a box of cigarettes. And I think them days, when the youth would start smoking, it was like they would have a single or one
single
cigarette,
yes,
and they would keep it in their pocket. And tobacco from that cigarette would fall into the pocket, and that tobacco would remain in there. Now, maybe his brothers or someone from his family members probably caught out that when they find tobacco, that my son or my brother is actually smoking. So he would rinse his pockets out before he's going home. So,
you know, this point that you mentioned, and inshallah, we'll speak about this further as well. But you know, this point, that today we try to do everything to hide from our parents, hide from the big brother, hide from our sisters, hide from our father. You know, we do everything possible that they shouldn't find out. My friends shouldn't find out. My family members shouldn't find out. But there's one thing that if we install in our hearts, inshallah, azawajal, you can say that we will stay away from sins, we will stay away from drugs, and that's the statement that Allah is watching. No matter if your parents won't find out, your brother might find out, not find out, your uncle might not find out. But remember, Allah is always watching, Allah is always seeing your action at all times. And Abdul Hanabi, earlier on, you asked one question in regards to what leads to drugs. Now, first of all, one major factor which we see in our society is if the father is smoking. Now, if the father is smoking, what's going to happen is that the child, here and there, he might take one, as you said, single earlier on as well. He might take that one, and the father won't find out because he's so occupied in his life, he's so busy in his life that he won't even find out that there's something missing. He might maybe think that, okay, it's gone, let me just continue with my life.
You're talking about the father smoking, taking drugs, or just smoking generally?
Just smoking cigarettes.
Just smoking cigarettes,
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
So One, Nigrani Shura mentions this as well, that in regards to drugs, one of the first step towards drugs is that you start smoking cigarettes first. You get hooked on this first, then you go from one puff to two puffs to half a fag to one fag, then you move on to the box, then you move on to the second box, and then you think that, brother, let me try something else now, and then you move on to, unfortunately,
drugs. Just remind me of because growing up in this society, we see a lot, and I remember there was a time, there was a youngster who lived on my road, and what he was doing, he was getting some paper, piece of paper, from out of a book or whatever, and he went into the park, and what he was doing is, you know, the dry leaves of the trees, he was crushing them, and he was putting them into a piece of paper, and then he was rolling this piece of paper together, and then he was actually lighting it up, and he was smoking from there, because, you know, the tobacco is like the leaves, dry leaves of the tree. And this child was actually doing this. But one thing I noticed, what led him to do that was, his father was a smoker. So him seeing his father smoke, maybe he couldn't get to the cigarettes, but look at the first stage here. He was actually rolling up dry leaves of trees into a piece of paper and smoking them. And look, you know, like you said, when the father is smoking in the house, the child tends to automatically drive towards that action.
There's one message that I think should go from our platform today as well, that if there's any parents that are watching, especially fathers, they are watching at this moment in time, their children are very young, maybe just had a newborn, maybe 1, 2, 3 years old. Now is the time to stop. Because what's going to happen is that your children will grow up seeing you smoke. Seven. And they may also start this. And know that at times what happens is that the children, they don't get hooked. Alhamdulillah, I know youngsters as well, that the fathers were smokers, proper, you know, are smoking all the time. But the children, alhamdulillah, till today haven't smoked. But on the other hand, many times we have seen this as well, that the parents were smoking and the child also starts smoking.
It's not
well.
Just like cigarettes was seen by, or, you know, it's many other things. Any habits which the parents have, the children seem to adopt them. If the father is always, you know, the great example is given that when someone comes knocking on the door and the father says to the son, go and tell him my parents are not at home. So automatically it goes into the mind of that child that, you know, my father's allowed me to lie. So if he's allowed me to lie out there, he's teaching me to lie. So it's okay for me to lie as well. So the children are adopting this habit, no doubt about it.
It just reminded me, there was something like this happened in one home. And the father said to the child that, look, I don't want to speak to him. He's come to our door. Go and tell him my father's not home. And you know, now is a new style of blinds. First it was, you know, the jalia. But today people are wearing the blinds. So the father is peeking through the blinds and the person seeing him from outside. The child is saying to the individual outside, look, my father is not home. He goes, yes, he is. I've just seen him peek through the blinds. So definitely we should try to avoid this and avoid. But Abdul Hanan, so cigarettes, this is one of the first steps towards drugs. Another major problem, another build up towards smoking drugs is the company, peer pressure. Now what happens is that the youngsters growing up, they want to be part of the circle. They see, you know, some people high up in the school got a bigger rank, people are respecting them, they want to be with them as well. They want to be in those people's company. So what happens is now, if we want to be part of their company, we're going to have to start doing things that they are doing. So they are smoking cigarettes. Now we think that for us to be part of their circle, we are going to have to smoke cigarettes. We think that they are smoking drugs, for us to be part of their circle, we are going to have to smoke drugs as well. So one major factor that leads up to drugs and many other sins, many other crimes, it's not only drugs here that we're speaking about, many crimes is peer pressure. And you'll ask majority of criminals that how come you are in jail today? What led you to go into jail? What was the starting point? Majority, 99.9% of the time, they will say to you, look, all my friends were doing it, I started to do it, and today I'm in jail.
No doubt, Wasim bhai. This is something which you see in society. I remember there was one class in our school. You could say the whole class sort of was smoking cigarettes. This is in school. Mm-hmm. And this is something for the viewers of Madani Channel, and especially the parents who are listening out there. If your child is going to a school where the children are smoking, it's a worry state for you. Because what happens, if he's amongst group of children who are smoking and you know that your children's friends are smoking, then it could be that your child will automatically adopt that habit. What was happening was majority of this company was, they were smokers. And there was one individual amongst them who wasn't a smoker. And for, you know, like you say, first year went past, he wasn't smoking. Second year went past, he wasn't smoking. Eventually, that individual who wasn't a smoker, he might have tried it and he was probably didn't like it, but eventually he ended up smoking. And he ended up not just smoking, it became like that he was more heavier smoker who started late than the ones who were smoking before. And this is an effect of society. This is effect what happens, the pressure around you, the people around you, if they're all smoking and there's one individual who's not, eventually he will go on.
You know, you just reminded me, there was one youngster that I know, and he started in year 7. And he had the wrong company at that time, and they offered him, look, have some fags, have some cigarettes, it's okay, it doesn't matter, nothing's going to happen. Your parents won't find out, your brother won't find out, just have something. He goes, look, my father smokes, I don't want to smoke, I don't like him smoking as well. I always say to him, look, dad, you shouldn't be doing this. Mm. Dad, you know, smoking is wrong, you're destroying your life, you're destroying your family's life, so stop smoking. That same child, year 7 child, who was saying that, brother, I don't want to smoke, I don't want to have thingy, because he stayed with that company. They were addicted. His company, they were not addicted. They were just doing it for fun. But by the time this young lad reached year 11, he became addicted. He was smoking 2-3 boxes a day. So it's very important. There's one example that I would just like to mention here, Abdul Hanan Bhai, in regards to company. We have to look at who is our company. Now, for example, there's 5 friends. They go into the park, go and play a match of football, cricket, whatever they go to play. Now, 4 friends, they are namazi. They read their namaz. Now, when the time of namaz comes, they go to the masjid to read the namaz. This one on the side, obviously because he's the odd one, he's also going to go with them and he's going to go to the house of Allah.
Eventually,
inshallah. Yeah. But on the other hand, there's 4 friends who are not in namaz, who don't read namaz, but there's one that reads namaz. What's going to happen is, 1 week he's going to go, 2nd week he's going to go, 3rd week he's going to be like, look brother, they're enjoying the match, it's got exciting now, and he will eventually miss his salah. So company in our society, this is very important, and at this young age, especially those youngsters that are watching, please note, you know, the elders normally tell Abdul Hanan Bhai that, look, watch your company, look after your company. But at this age, the youngsters don't understand what's going on. They think that, brother, you don't understand, you know, you're 20 years ahead of me, you don't know what's happening in today's society. But it's very important that you listen to your elders at this time, because it's a very crucial time of your life. Because maybe you can agree with me, and I'll definitely give you some of my experience, that at times the elders, they will tell the youngsters that, look, don't do this. He's just like, look, you're a bhava, now it's time for you to go soon. Don't worry about me, it's a new generation. But 20, 30 years down the road, the youngster will say that, yes, that bhava, that, whatever he told me.
That person right. Told me what he was, yeah, right.
Definitely.
No doubt about it.
You may have also been told about this, that unfortunately in our schools, year 7, year 8, childs who are literally 11, 12 years old, meaning just come out from primary school, just because they got the wrong company, what happens is, okay, let's try this today, let's try cannabis today, let's try cocaine today, let's try cigarettes today, meaning that 12, 13 years old, you know, literally just growing up. And Abdul Hanan Bhai, in regards to this, it's mentioned that, you know, for these people, it's more dangerous to smoke drugs. Why? Because at this stage, their brain is developing. Now, at this stage, when their brain is developing and you are smoking these kind of drugs that directly affect the brain, it could be very dangerous to a child, and it could lead to other health disorders and other health problems later on in your life. So it's very important to understand that at this age, we must be cautious, because at this age, our body is growing. Our brain is still developing at this stage. So definitely at this stage, the youngsters, they should take heed.
See, no doubt, I've seen with people who have been taking drugs, especially when you know people who are on it, or you see these people around you. And then when I've met some of these people years after, because I knew these people were addicted to drugs like cannabis. And they were so addicted to that every day. It was like they have to take it on a daily basis. But when I've seen them years after, now they've got families, they've got children. But these youngsters, they were very sharp at that time. They were clever. They had a lot of intelligence in them. And now when I see them, they were struggling to speak, Wasim Bhai. Yeah. They were struggling to, make a sentence. And I felt that is the effect, the continuous effect of taking them drugs.
Definitely.
But it has led their mind to slow down to such a degree now that they have to think. At that time, they were like, you can say, what they say in Urdu, hazir jawab. Straight away, they will have an answer for something. And today, the same people, after taking drugs for many years, maybe 10, 15, or maybe 20 years, now their mind has slowed down so much that to even generally speak or have a just normal conversation, they have to be thinking of something.
Because, Abdul Hanan Bhai, you know, these drugs, they directly affect the brain. And you know, some signs for the parents to also look out for. It's mentioned that when a person takes drugs, you know, the first few times he's having a proper buzz, you know, he's enjoying himself. But then what happens as soon as he continues to take this, it affects his brain. Now, some of the signs for the parents to look out for is change in emotions. A person starts to get more angry. He's on his emotional level. This changes. This is one sign to look out for. Another sign is that he's less focused, because his whole day he's waiting that the bell should ring. You know, the time for going home should come, and I'll go home. I don't even go home. I'll go this place and I'll smoke. And you talked about 20, 30 years later, they couldn't even say a full sentence. Abdullah Nanbai, especially what makes a person very upset as well is a child who starts secondary school, or even a child who's studying in secondary school, or even college. Meaning, like you said, he could be very sharp. But what happens is that because he gets the wrong company, he was going very well with his school life. But because he gets the wrong company, he starts to take drugs. Because the drugs are now affecting his brain, he fails all his exams. Meaning that student who was straight A's, meaning he was passing all of his exams, because his focus has now diverted towards drugs and it's affecting his brain, he's not able to perform better now because of the effect.
Yes, Wasim Bhai, it's the effects of drugs. This is, and for the viewers of Madani Channel, it's very important that you know that what drugs will do to you. Those who are taking drugs, or those who have gone into a company where the drugs has been used, you should know that the effect of drugs and how harmful this is. And also as parents, those parents who are listening, know how harmful drugs are to your children as well. So it's important that we not only stop them from drugs, but stop them going towards that action.
You know, from what you just mentioned, Abdullah Nanbai, I just want to mention two points here. That what is the reason that a person goes towards drugs? First of all, we mentioned, you know, the environment, meaning the family environment. Then we mentioned peer pressure. Another major reason is that, you know, growing up, even at a young age, he's facing problems. Maybe, you know, the father, the mother, they don't get on, they're fighting in front of them.
Issues at home.
So now what happens is that the child is thinking, because he's got the company as well, he's thinking, look, I've got this problem, I've got, and this is for elders as well, I've got this difficulty, I've got that difficulty. I want to just, you know, just relax for a bit.
Ease my mind. And it's said regarding most drugs, that's what you hear amongst the youth. Oh, this makes you relax, yeah? Mm-hmm. It makes you chill out, or it makes you, you know, feel relaxed at ease.
Well, Abdullah Nanbai, one thing that we've got to understand is, you know, this is given to the youngsters of today that, look, take this, you know, all your problems will go away, you'll get this buzz, you know, you'll go out of this world for a bit, and then all your problems will go away. But in actual fact, Abdullah Nanbai, for 2-3 minutes, maybe 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, a person might be out. A person might be enjoying himself because his mind has slowed down. But once he comes back to his senses, remember, all the problems will still be there. And not only those problems, because obviously he was in his senses, because of the things that he might be doing, his problems would increase as well. And also in regards to this, in regards to going out from this world and, you know, losing all senses, it's mentioned that the first few times that you take drugs, it's very effective straight away. But as time passes and as you continue to take these drugs, what happens is body gets used to it, and you have to smoke more, you have to take more drugs for you to get that buzz again.
To get that same.
So, and you know, you'll meet many people in our society. Yes, the first two times it was very good, but then I got addicted to it, my life got destroyed, my family life got destroyed, me and my missus broke up, this happened, that happened, and everything went downhill because I wanted a buzz, but I never got the buzz. And then what happens, Abdullah Nanbai, I'm sure you may have heard about this, is it's very unfortunate. The parents that brought you up, the parents that went through various difficulties to bring you to this world, for your upbringing. The father that would work day and night for your upbringing. You wanted something, your father gave you that. Now, just to fulfill your desires, what happens is the child starts to steal from the parents. You know, money at home, and let's get £20 from here, let's get £40 from there, mum won't find out, dad won't find out. Those parents that went through various difficulties, the children, just to fulfill their desires, they are stealing from their parents.
You know, picking their own parents' pocket, basically taking money from their own parents. And this is also for the parents out there in the views of Madani Channel, it's important that you know that we should always try to keep our own money secure. In the sense that you should know how much is in your wallet, or rather than keeping it out in the open, because if money is available to your child, he can be going out there to able to buy drugs, to able to fulfill his desires easily. So this is a thing which we should be mindful of, don't keep money lying around everywhere. Keep yourself in such a way that you give your children money, you also take account as well that how much money you give them, where what they are spending their money, what they are buying their money. Normally you would know, Wasim bhai, if someone, a parent gives his child £5 and he knows, okay, the bus fare will be costing this much. And if the child, again, he's asking, you know, can I have £5 more, or can I have a couple of pounds more, or come on, you know, this would be indicating itself that he's doing something, or he's purchasing something which is a bit not normal.
Definitely. And the parents definitely need to keep an eye on their children. And especially, you know, at the start, the parents start to ignore things. Okay, I had £10 here, maybe he's taken, it doesn't matter. Had £50 there, it's gone now, okay, forget it. But these things are the crucial things at the start. Because there was one story I heard of the Hanan Bhai that, you know, a person, once he gets addicted to drugs, meaning he will go to any extent just to fulfill his desire. It's mentioned, it's a very long story, but it's mentioned that there was one young lad, and you know, his father was in another country making money, and his mother, she went through various difficulties to bring the child up. Now what happened is, got the wrong company, he started smoking drugs.
Allah Allah.
Now he became addicted to drugs. Now what happened was, first of all, he was stealing from his mother. And then what happened was, when his mother found out, his mother goes, look, you're not going to have any of my money now. You're stealing and you're using it for drugs. And it's mentioned that at the end of the story, what happened is, the child, he killed his mother because she wasn't giving money to him.
She was coming in his way.
And this is something that we really need to take a note of, that what are children doing in our homes? What are they doing? How are they getting the money? And drug dealing, this is something that inshallah over the next few episodes we will speak about. But this is another point as well, that you know, your child, he's got this new car. You've got this small car, you know, two-door car, and your child all of a sudden, he's got a five-door, he's got the best car in the street. Find out where your children are getting the money from. Find out what your children are actually doing.
Ji Wasim bhai, this is obviously a total different topic, another topic, inshallah. This will be covered on Madani channel, inshallah, Azwajal also. Just want to roll this up regarding drugs, and inshallah, we are bringing another episode regarding drugs as well. And drugs, we've just basically started, and how it, a person builds up to drugs, and then the effects of drugs, like you mentioned, that how this leads a person to forget his own parents, his own mother. Someone's taking the life of his own mother. Why? Because he was stopping him and not giving him money to support him in that action. So it's for the viewers of Madani channel out there, it's important that if your child is taking drugs, if we are leaving our children openly, leaving them free in the company, in the society, not knowing who their friends are, not knowing who they're sitting up with and who are they spending time with. And if that is the wrong company, that wrong company will eventually lead your child to such a degree that he will not no longer be a child for you. And that child, he would not consider you as his parents because he has taken something else. And these drugs, Wasim bhai, just ending today regarding, we mentioned how harmful this is. Just a couple of things just mentioning to end this, that regarding drugs and effect of these drugs.
There's two things that I would like to mention coming to the end of this particular program. Is first of all, monitor your company. Look out for your company. Who is your company? And you know, the youngsters, like I said to you earlier, they might be thinking, brother, you know, let me enjoy my life. Let me get on with it. You guys are old now. Abdurrahman bhai, here, this particular accounts of millions of people are mentioned, how drugs, and these people thought as well that look, nothing's going to happen, but it destroyed their lives and it destroyed their family's life. So many accounts are out there of many people whose lives were destroyed. And the second point that I would just like to mention here, coming to the end of the program, is in regards to having this buzz. The brother, I want to forget my problems, I want peace, I want sukoon for a bit, that's why I'm going to drugs. Remember, Allah Azza wa Jal, He has mentioned in the Holy Quran that, and verily in the remembrance of Allah, the hearts find peace. Now you are going towards drugs, you are going towards these haram actions to find peace. Remember, you will find no peace in these actions. It's a fact that needs to be noted, that you will never find peace in drugs. But if you want actual peace, if you want long-lasting peace, do the dhikr of Allah. Occupy yourself with the dhikr of Allah, inshallah your life will become peaceful, inshallah Azza wa Jal.
So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, today we've heard our topic, drugs, and the harmful effect of these drugs, what this drug does to us, and those who are taking drugs to get a peace of mind, those who are taking drugs to feel relaxed. Remember, The relaxation, the peace of mind is in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. So instead of turning towards drugs, instead of turning towards alcohol and all these things, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, alcohol will be brought up as a topic as well. Refraining from these things which we are thinking that they are bringing ease of mind, in reality they are destroying us. They are destroying us, they are destroying our society, they are destroying our families because of taking these drugs. If you want to relax your mind, if you want to ease your mind, turn towards the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, turn towards the house of Allah, the masajid, and inshallah, these places where you will find ease, these places where we will find tranquility, prostrate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, by prostrating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find your mind being relaxed, you will find tranquility, you will find this ease of life, inshallah, as well as the ease of life, you will find ease in the life hereafter. So my dear Islam brothers, viewers of Madni Channel, our topic today, drugs, which we covered, inshallah, these types of topics will be brought forward, and inshallah, tune into these topics, inshallah, watch Madni Channel, inshallah, so that we can save ourselves, we can save our children, we can save our societies from these problems. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us protected from the horrible disease of drugs. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
O Allah, grant me ease. O Allah, grant me ease. O Allah, grant me ease. The courage and the strength to keep on going, and the patience.